To find out how Iraqis themselves view their new president and government, we turn now to Omar Anwar, an Iraqi journalist who writes for Institute for War and Peace Reporting in Baghdad. And welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, what are people there saying on the ground about this new government?
Well, they are happy, actually, establishing new government and designating a new president. It's a step forward for them. President Aliyawar, many Iraqis view him as a suitable person in this post. He's from a prominent tribe of Shammar. It has strong tribal ties nationwide and in the neighboring countries as well. He's also a technocrat because he's an engineer and he has an MA degree from the States, and he's also wealthy. So that's, let's say, a positive factor that made many Iraqis happy. But there are some which are not happy at all, saying that he reflects the tribal level, tribal thinking of Iraqis. Third party, it seemed quite happy for just selecting a president, no matter who he is. All they want from him is to improve security condition, restore law and order, simply make their life easier.
What do they want the new government to be doing, and how do they see the new government as taking over from the American-led occupation?
First, security. And they want from the government to bring an end to the occupation. They doubt it's a very short period of time. We are talking about 6 to 7 months. And just like Mr. Ibrahim is a special envoy for the UN, said it's a caretaker government. Some of them doubt that they will be able of establishing these priorities, if you will, in such a short time.
So was there celebration in the streets? Were people overtly happy when this new government was announced, or were people sort of muted?
I didn't see no signs of people celebrating. On the contrary, we saw car bombs and people killed, and we saw blood on the street. We didn't see any signs of celebrating. And for the June 30th transformation, they already know that this process is incomplete. They know that things are made behind the scene, just like the government.
Omar Anwar is an Iraqi journalist who writes for Institute for War and Peace Reporting in Baghdad. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.